And Janice Doyle is here with what it says in this morning's newspapers.
There are two foxy pictures on the front pages, both taken by Neil Carson on the banks of the Dodder in Dublin. The Irish Independence photograph is a close-up, a fox staring at the camera, his ears outlined in black. Fleet foxes is the headline over the Irish Examiner's picture of two creatures who appear to be snarling at one another. The caption explains that they are fighting over food. The Irish Times front page photograph is of Sol Talamo from Argentina in her bedroom in a prefab building on a lane off Camden Street in the centre of Dublin. She is one of 27 tenants who say they have been told they must leave the building within 2 weeks. The picture is by Tom Honan. Kitty Holland wrote the story. Meanwhile, there is room at the inn, according to a headline in The Independent. But it refers to the news that Dublin's live animal crib will reappear after all. The live crib, usually at the Mansion House, was cancelled this year by the city's Lord Mayor, Caroline Conroy of the Green Party. But Amy Blaney reports that following discussions with the Irish Farmers Association, the Office of Public Works has announced a new home for the live crib in the summer house in Stephen's Green. The Times leads with a report that the government is braced for potentially significant increases in the budget for the National Children's Hospital after the Health Service Executive and the board overseeing the project were told that final costs need to be presented to government. The government vastly underestimated the cost of battling COVID-19 this year, says the Irish Daily Mail, and the Minister for Health is to seek a €1.4 billion bailout for his department, in the words of the paper. The Independent reports that shops and cafes could be forced by law to accept cash payments to shore up new rules for banks under a draft bill to be tabled by the Department of Finance next year. A man in his 20s has been arrested in relation to the investigation into the savage attack by a pit bull terrier on a 9-year-old boy in County Wexford on Sunday. The Independent says that investigations are taking place to ascertain who is the owner of the dog. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror both carry an interview by John Hand with the family of the young boy, Alejandro Mijan. His brother, Raúl, said of their mother, Otilia, "I haven't seen her without tears in her eyes." The Examiner reports in its lead story that Ireland's first ever trial of a four-day working week has been described as a resounding success, with all 12 companies testing the new schedule opting to continue. "Employees were universal in their praise of the trial," writes Alan Healy. They reported reduced stress, burnout and fatigue while being able to sleep more each night and spend more time on hobbies and community and voluntary work.